we're looking for on VaynerMedia or my team, people that are creators, video and picture people, designers and animators or creators or illustrators or whatever you are. Do you make pictures and videos and write words and come up with ideas for things that sell? We're looking for creators that are less about brand, but more about selling DNA. So if I had to sell wine or sneakers, get it now? Or for clients, if they needed a conversion, have you done creative copy or design or video for conversion-based activities? People that have actually bought something, not awareness, not brand, sales DNA in your creativity. If you have, there's a link in my profile now. Profile now. So you can join our team. Hope to see you in the halls, at least the virtual halls, soon.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey.
How are
you? How are you?
I was the one who greyhounded here. I made it.
I saw your greyhound picture. That's fucking crazy, man. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Waterloo.
And how far away is that?
It's like 2 hours. Yeah. Two hours on a bus.
Awesome. On a bus, it's more, yeah.
Awesome. But
I run a small startup, so I thought I had to come pitch.
Thank you. Hey, man. How are you?
Arslan, nice to meet
you. Arslan, nice to meet you, man.
Been following you all day.
Thank you.
Didn't get a chance to go to
the conference.
The conference, unfortunately. Yeah. Getting married, so I got too much
to do. Oh, awesome, man. Congratulations. Congratulations. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going? I can't believe you're here. I live like 2 blocks down the road. I'm just kind of like,
you're like, I know where that is. So I'll go. Awesome. Well, cool. You want to take a quick photo? I know you guys have been waiting.
Yes.
I need to get back into my meeting. I'm actually, I actually did post this stuff just now, but I'm going back in for at least 15 minutes and then I'll go check. I was going like, in 15 minutes, maybe somebody will show up. So.
All right. What sign are we doing, Gary?
Yeah, there we go.
Picture?
Yeah,
let's go. Let's do it.
Gary, I got one question for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur. I always invest and I never get tired of it. When is it enough to invest? And when do you know you shouldn't take money out of your existing business to put on another one?
Because
I do that.
That's a tough
time.
Question. Take it again.
Gary, where's Rick?
Thank you.
I don't know where Rick is. I want to kill Rick. It's tough, man. Like, I didn't invest in Uber in the angel round because I was tired of investing in everything,
right.
And it cost me $400 million.
Yeah, okay.
So there's no right answer.
Right.
Like,
you just gotta feel it.
You gotta feel it.
I'm
not gonna be able to answer that for you. Like, but you can't invest everything. If I invested in everything that ever was pitched to me, I'd be homeless on the corner around here. So,
hope
cool,
so.
Man.
Thanks
for coming.
Thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for all of you coming.
Gary, I'm Marty. Marty Sison.
How are
you? I just want to say thank you. You and Casey from New York have inspired me, and I'm sure a lot of people here.
Thank you, brother.
Be real, be honest, and just work hard.
Thank you, man.
I just can't thank you enough for that.
Thank you, man.
I just have one question.
Yep.
As a hustler, is it okay to take a day off every week?
Of course. I take four hours off every Sunday in the fall. So, of course. I mean, look. My big thing, and I think it's good to have you guys here for clarity, I'm not so worried if you take 4 days off. I'm just worried about what you do when you're on. Like, I always tell people, like, I want people, one thing, that's why I did the Arianna Huffington episode. I want people to sleep. Like, I sleep, like, sleep's important. I sleep 5 or 6 or 7 hours, not 1 or 2. Like, people get caught up in, like, the romantic point of view of these things. Like, you could take 10, I took 2 weeks off in August just now, as a lot of you guys know. Like, mm-hmm. First of all, we're all different. I have a lot of natural energy. Some people, my brother has, as some of you may know, if you read what he wrote, like when he left Vayner, AJ has Crohn's disease, right? Which drains him, so he can't work that way. So I think, you know, the way I do it, or Casey, or this guy, like, we're all different. The punchline though is, if you're complaining, and you aren't working as hard as you possibly can, that's the problem. Like, complaining that you're not getting yours or it hasn't happened and having enough time to play Pokemon Go or Madden or watch House of Cards, that's a problem. But if you're fucking grinding and you need a day to be with your boyfriend or girlfriend or your family or just to fucking veg out, that's fine. Of course that's fine. And most importantly, who am I to say? Everybody's gotta do their. My big thing is, one thing I haven't done a good job of that I've been talking to D-Rock and the team about is a lot more of the things that I want to do is like, if you complain and then go into my rant. Like, I don't know, like, I have friends that make $42,000 a year, work 9 to 5, and are fucking pumped. They're the last people that I'm talking to. Like, they're happy. But for so many people, like, why so many of you are here, like, you know, like, if you're hungry for something, I hope you understand that if you're hungry to, like, have this or have great shit, or you're gonna buy the Maple Leafs or talk shit like that, like, you have to fucking work.
Go Leafs!
Awesome, man.
Gary, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
So, I'm a digital, first of all, your content is awesome to the point where I watch it every day, and not to weird you out, but like, popped up in my dream, so like, it's so deep. It's so deep. Yeah, D-Rock, you know.
You dream about it, D-Rock? You dream about me?
I love it, brother. Nothing weird, but that's like, that's, so I'm all about content. So I'm a digital strategist, so I look at the whole online presence, and I help businesses get business results with the online presence. What I struggle with is how to scale, but also do I specialize? Because I'm a generalist by nature and I'm fascinated by social search, like the whole gamut of content.
Then that's what you should do.
Right.
Just because somebody else has had a success in going deep in something,
right.
Like I continue to invest in things and like I'm crazy and startup shit randomly, like because you've got to reverse engineer yourself.
Right.
Like just because somebody said,
everybody on the internet, they're like, well, we live in this world, you gotta, you know, specialize.
I don't believe that.
Right. Okay. Nice. So not even,
you have
like,
to understand, you have to also know how you function. Like, I know that 30% of shit I do is gonna fail and I'm gonna lose money and waste time, but I need to do that to make the other 70% go, because I can't just concentrate and go deep. I need to get my entrepreneurial nut off, you know? And so, like, that's just the way it's gonna be. And the net score of my 70 working and throwing money and time in the trash on the 30 is gonna be greater than other people's 100, because that's how I function.
So if I'm fascinated with all industries, all
fucking
businesses,
go.
Just do it, right?
Go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In a world where nobody is doing it, how do you convince customers to actually start e-commerce and get into it?
It's hard. I mean, guys, can you go let this guy through?
Yeah.
Cool. You don't. You can't convince people.
You gotta convince yourself?
No, you gotta basically just ask everybody and then have somebody break through.
Because there's so much complaining for other competitors.
I get it.
You know, she can provide something that's so much better.
I get it.
So I'm thinking, yeah.
You just gotta, what too many people do is try to spend too much time. It's kind of like what I'm trying to do right now. Instead of answering every question, let me just get to as many people as possible. And then, too many people when they sell, they wanna like go so deep, and meanwhile there was so much else to be done. I think one of the biggest reasons I'm a good salesman is I'm never interested in convincing anybody. I've always sold things that nobody believed in. E-commerce in 1996, social media in 2006, people didn't believe in it.
Yeah.
I just didn't care. I had no time for you to like convince you. My whole punchline was always like, cool, I'll see you in 2016, you know?
Good. How do you separate your personal brand versus your external brand? So to give you an example,
you're trying to promote
a personal brand like yourself. Like you have VaynerMedia,
yes.
And you have Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yes.
How do you distinguish the two? How do you keep them separate without trying to get them intertwined, basically?
I don't worry about it whatsoever.
Just
people overthink that shit all the time. Like, VaynerMedia is a company that has 700 employees. Like, if somebody's confused, and sometimes they are, a CMO of a company, a big company will come in and say, hey, I want you. I'm like, there's no me. I'm not for your sale. Business. There's VaynerMedia. You'll have Rick and Steve and Susan and Carla. And that's it, right?
Don't say Rick.
You know what I mean? So I just explain it when it matters.
Awesome.
You win the Jets.
One day, man. I'm not worried about
100%,
when.
100%.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I wish you well, man. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do you go after your dreams when you're dealing with a parent going with a depression and you have to spend your time with them, but you don't want to abandon them? You
it's
still
tough.
Don't want to, like...
It's what I did the first 10 years of Wine Library. What people don't know is how much time I spent, like, with my dad and, like...
Yeah.
I get it. The answer is, I don't know. Like, for me to answer that question for you is just inappropriate because it's such a challenge.
Like,
what I will say is this.
Don't
you don't, and this is what kind of changed my behavior. You're gonna regret it so much and you're gonna take it out on them eventually.
If I don't go for
just in case.
Of course.
It's insurance.
You're gonna wake up at 50, 60, and 70 and blame your parent for the time that they took up where you didn't do your thing. And you're gonna eventually make that relationship worse. So what I did was I chipped away at it one by one. I just spent 3 hours a day in his fucking office and be a psychiatrist. And it became 2. then it became an hour and a half. You're gonna have to figure that out, because either you're living your life for yourself or you're living it for somebody else. Right. And it's you know, I'm saying that very empathetically, because we all have different situations, but it's just black and white. There's nothing I can tell you other than you're gonna wake up in 30 years and you're gonna blame everything that you did not accomplish on them for taking up all that time.
And that regret's gonna be bigger than the regret of abandoning them?
Correct. I think so.
You think so?
I think so, because I don't think you have to fully abandon them.
Yeah.
But you need to make sure that the cadence of the amount of hours you put in isn't too great.
Yeah.
You know, and there's all, you also have your whole life to live.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what your family situation is, but like, you know, I look at like, what's my responsibility to my children versus my parents, to myself, to my spouse. Like, there's a lot of variables.
Yeah.
What you did today, the $50,000, I lived in Jane and Finch my whole life, so like, me with OGs, I know exactly where it's coming from. Me, like, a lot of people tell me, like, for me, that's like motivation. That's another, because I never in my mind, you can take the picture while we talk, right? Because I know other people need to get a shot. But like, yeah, my whole life, I worked 3 jobs there, pushing buggies, all that in Chopper. So you're doing that, I want to get in touch with James and help him out.
He's on Twitter. He's like, you can see him. You can find him.
Good luck to you, man. Student too,
good luck, man.
Right? All right,
nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
too.
Stay well. Yeah. What's your name?
Man. Martin. Man, I had a quick question.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a music producer, right? Started about a year ago. Rock Crush It, hustled my ass off. 22,000 subscribers on YouTube, man. Thanks to you.
Good for you, man.
I got you to thank.
But thanks to you. You listened.
Straight up, man. But like, I'm reaching a ceiling where it's like, I'm trying to get my beats to major artists. But it's so hard, right? Like, my audience believes in me, right? So, like, I feel like I have talent. Like, I could be working with J. Cole, Fat Joe, all those guys, 20,000 subscribers. But this is like, it's hard to get in contact with those guys.
You gotta be patient.
How would you recommend, like,
cold email
them. From Instagram.
Yeah?
Cold email them. Shit works.
That's it, eh?
Yeah, if they like your shit, people are looking for beats. Always.
Yeah.
And they'll always, all the guys at the top, and I know a lot of them, they'll always spec listen. Sure, because their game is finding the next shit.
Okay.
So no matter how big they are, you just have to hustle and hit them up on social, hit them up in email. Yeah.
Taking on like social mission stuff, we got the Center for Social Innovation, we got a lot of Mars going on. How do you see as a social entrepreneur taking on that market?
Thanks, man.
Meaning social cause?
Yeah, like social cause on entrepreneurship. Sort of like how Kindbar did it.
So I think most of those companies are straight full of shit and use, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I think all the people that followed Time Shoes and were like, oh, if you buy one hat, I give some kid in fucking Uganda a hat, and then they mark up the hats enough to pay for the give, are straight fuck faces. So I think that social good is great and people should do it. And I actually don't think there's any difference in marketing a company that's got good DNA versus a company that's just in it for the dollar. I genuinely don't believe that Kindbar has any fundamental different marketing strategy than Snickers. The difference is that if they're smart and they get their story in front of people that give a shit about what Kindbar talks about, it becomes a variable to what they can sell. But the strategy at the North Star is not different. What they're saying is different.
Preach.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, eh?
Cool, man.
Appreciate
good luck
it.
To you.
Yeah.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is July 1st, 2020, The Absolute Best by PMart91. I've been listening and watching for the past 4+ years. Gary has changed my life in more ways than I can explain. He gives me the advice and drive and direction that follow my passions and try and do something great in this life. He talks about marketing, business, personal passions, empathy, and so much more. If you feel like you want to do more with your life but don't know what that means, give it a listen. You won't be disappointed. Thanks to PMR91. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.